This is Taco Tuesday. Club going up
on the Tuesday. Got your girl. It is Tuesday, my dudes.
It may not mean nothing to y'all, but understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. I want it forever mine, ever mine, ever mine.
Shutting
down in the mall. And telling that girl she the one for me. And I ain't even planning to call. I want it forever.
What's up, man?
Woo!
And we are back right here on the number one rated business show, Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio, taking in all over the world.
Man, get that spit out your mouth. Look at you, stuttering.
I'm trying to tell you,
stuttering.
I'm having a hard time today, bro. I got a bad headache.
Yeah.
But that's all right. We're going to roll with it.
You can't keep hanging
when it's
out late.
It's time to go to work. It's time to go to work.
So you can't. Hey, when we're at 3 o'clock, you can hang out late and get here on time. Now it's the morning. You got to go to bed early, bro.
Bro, I was up at 5 o'clock this morning, pumping iron, bro. I went straight to the gym today.
But you can't stay out late. That's the thing.
The machine don't need no sleep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. That's what
I'm
you
like,
say.
Geez, I sleep when I die.
Yeah, that's what you say.
Lord have mercy, feel like it's coming earlier today. But welcome everybody to the number one rated business show right here on the Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio, checking in all over the world. We got a jam-packed show for you today. We got Real Issues with Ron Anthony. I got Kamora talking about Airbnbs today.
Yeah.
How we make money in this Airbnb world. I got some questions already lighting up all over social media, so I know we're going to have a great show. To get started, let's get a few announcements out of the way. I like the way he stopped that as soon as we dropped it in there.
Yeah, yeah. We got that. Oh, wait, man. Give the engineer some. Miles, we got the best engineer in the game.
Oh, top engineer. Top producer in the world right here. Big
Money
Miles.
I put it on. Yeah.
The guru.
Yeah. Any engineer think they better than our engineer, come get some.
Especially at this station. I'm not starting with nobody. If you are out in the Smyrna area, I want you to go visit my good friends over at Titans Fitness. They are a world-class training facility. Mm-hmm. They have fitness programs. They have nutrition. They have training. And they have a brand-new Vitality and Wellness Center. You can go visit them at 1834 South Cobb Industrial Boulevard, mm-hmm. Southeast Smyrna, Georgia. Mm-hmm. That's 30082. Visit them online at titans.net. You can get a free day pass. Or if you go in and ask for Rachel Stuckert from Impact Fitness, you can even get a free training on the number one rated business show. That's right, Jeff. You're going to help pay for
deal.
The next one.
I'm going to pay for the next one. Okay. Okay.
If you're out in the Douglasville area and you like to stay looking good, like to stay looking sexy on top of your game, I want you to go see my barber over at Studio 1211. His name is Melvin. You can call him at 770-485-6772 or stop by at 6405 Fairburn Road, make an appointment, and get you one of them fly cuts.
Hey, does he put that lather on your face and then take the razor blade?
You know they don't do that no more.
Man,
they got this like little gel stuff they rub across your cheek and then they go to swiping.
Oh, really?
You don't get the experience like
I don't know about that gel, man. That's just, I mean, that yeah, I don't know about that gel, bro. I need that lather, bro. I need that old school.
You like that old school lather?
I need him to have that little leather. And then he take the little razor blade and zip.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is about that time. It is the summertime and it's coming back up. We're about to hit spring. It's time to get out there. You might want some nice new fly gear. And then you might want to build your own brand. If you do, I want you to visit Titans Prints and Promotions. We are located at 639 Metromont Road, right there in beautiful Hiram, Georgia. We probably the best looking thing in Hiram, Georgia. But we're located right there in Hiram, Georgia at 639 Metromont Road. Or give us a call at 770-870-8806. Hoodies, shoes, hats, jackets, you name it, we print it.
And we sell them on the corner of Old National. Oh, wait a minute.
That is only the bootleg stuff now, Joe.
Popping the trunk.
Hey, you get it how you got to get it. This is a business, all right? Sometimes you got to go out the trunk to make a little money, okay?
Hey, ain't bro, nothing wrong with it, bro.
I was making money out the trunk in my high school days,
hey, that's
okay?
What I'm talking about.
I'm trying to tell you. If you also need some free weekly mobile COVID testing, right now West Park Wellness is still providing free weekly COVID testing to businesses, events, schools, restaurants, churches, gyms, weddings, funerals, concerts, barbershops, and hair salons, even homes, just a 5-person minimum. They will still donate $2 per week for each test submitted to your favorite nonprofit or nonprofit of your choice. They also offer the rapid test. It's the non-invasive saliva PCR test.
Mm-hmm.
You can get results in 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah, that works for me, man.
Well, then, you need to visit westparkwellness.com.
I'll spit in the
and
cup.
Schedule you some testing right now so you can find out
Because every time I think about the test, I think about Bismarck. Go up the nose and pick a winner. I'll spit in the cup.
What you got for our marketing minute?
Man, our marketing minute of the day is going to be a continuation of finding your right audience.
All
right. So yesterday we talked about finding the right audience by going back to your existing base and finding out who they are and what they have in common. But today we're going to take it to social media. How can you find the right audience with social media?
All
right. So most people know about Facebook and Facebook Insights, and they'll say, okay, upload your list to Facebook, and it's going to show you your audience. And so here's what it'll show you. It'll show you the age. It'll show you the location. It'll show you the income level, marriage, all this and that. Okay, great. Demographics, great. But here's how you really go ahead and flip the script with it. When you go on social media, go to some of your competitors, and then also go to some of the advertisers and look at their pages and the comments that are on their pages.
Wow.
That's when they're going to tell you what they need, what they're looking for, what makes them mad, what makes them excited. That's how you really get to understand your audience. Because here's the thing. Your competitors are selling to the same people you're selling to.
That's true.
And they're telling. I remember one of my clients, right? We were talking. We thought that it was something to do with price. It was a financial company. Actually, it was customer service.
Wow.
The biggest issue that their clients were having was they weren't getting responded to in a reasonable amount of time. Once they fixed that, they could compete with their competitors by saying, we will respond to you within hours versus you not getting a response.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, that's some excellent advice, though, because a lot of times we look at social media for a lot of mess. We look at it for entertainment and this type of stuff. But, you know, as business owners, we should always be looking for, all right, where's my next customer? How do I get the hold of the attention of this audience right here? And how can I get these people buying from me?
Yeah.
So that's starting to understand the people that you are doing business with. And a lot of times reverse engineering those customers that you already got and seeing the people that they connected to.
That's the game, man. That's how you do it. And if you want more tips like that, go to 365marketingtips.com and they're free. I know, Casey, I know you don't like the free, but you got to give the people some free sometimes.
Now, if y'all want something for free, all you got to do is listen to the number one rated business show right here on the Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio, taking in all over the world.
That too. Get these tips. Get these.
I'm going to turn up for the day over.
See, even when I say tips, shout out to the branding of This Is It. Every time I say tips, I think of rib tips. and you know, it's not even these rib tips, but these marketing tips.
Nah, but for real though, bro. It's serious. If you're out here nowadays and you're trying to build your business, like seriously, and remember what the promise we said yesterday, make that one phone call today.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That one phone call today. Call somebody, cold call somebody, call any business that you can think of that might want to do business with you today. And I promise you, by the end of the week, you're going to find you a new customer.
That's right.
Like seriously. One a day. It is time to get over our excuses. It is time to get over the BS. If you're really out here trying to build a business, then you're going to need funds. And without customers, you ain't got no funds.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Too many businesses went under during COVID for the simple fact of y'all didn't have enough customers.
Yeah.
And therefore, y'all ain't have enough money coming in. So, therefore, you couldn't keep them lights on.
Yeah.
You can't sit there and wait for the phone to ring, brother. If you want it, you got to go get it.
That is a good advice, man. You got to get it. You got to go today, get it, man.
You know what I'm saying? I'm calm today.
So no, I
give better advice when I'm calm.
I appreciate when you're calm, bro. Because when you heated, you be up in here doing some old, you know, we all against the world stuff. Everybody, who's with me? You be doing some 300.
You either with me or against me, or you in my way.
I'm going to go slap somebody in their face. Who with me? I'm like, bruh.
I'm just saying, bro.
You be looking for the biggest dude, too. I'm going to just go slap him in his face. Who with me?
Ain't that what you do? Don't go run up to the smallest one. You go find the biggest one and knock him out real quick. Won't nobody else bother you. I promise you.
This some old somebody cut me off in traffic. I'm gonna go slap in his face. Who with me? We wasn't even in the car with you, bro. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Y'all just need to come on. Y'all just need to come on. No, but joining us today for Tough Talk Tuesday, he is the guru of Airbnb. He said he know more than anybody else. And he gonna sell. All y'all get some money from Airbnb today. He said he gonna show you how to make some money today.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? I love folks come on and say they gonna make some money for me today.
Yeah, Airbnb's and changed the game.
Airbnb has changed the game. It's a fact. They really have. It's like, because it used to be if you wanted to go somewhere, you had a few different sites where you could actually rent homes.
Yeah.
Or either you went and got you a hotel. But now it's like, it's really changed that platform. So not everybody can be that bread and breakfast if they want to.
I remember before it even started when they used to be some people I knew that they call it, was it backpacking or something packing?
Okay.
And they were basically on Craigslist and they would just go to somebody's house, some stranger somewhere, and be laid up in their house. And I'd be like, you don't even know these folk. They like, yeah, I found them on Craigslist. I'm like, you trying to get smirked? You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, on Craigslist, yeah. Bro. I'm like, she couldn't come on my house and all that. She was talking about.
And all of a sudden, they just like laying up across the world and people they never met. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, that turned into Airbnbs. And people like, yeah, we charging for this.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
It became the game.
Yep. Joining us to the program, everybody, please put your hands together for Mr. Kamoy Martin.
What up? What's going on, family?
How you doing today, brother?
I am absolutely grateful, and I am appreciative to be invited on the number one rated business show in the whole entire world.
Oh yeah!
So any way that I can bring value, I'm absolutely for it. You know, I don't know if I would proclaim myself as a guru, but I'm extremely.
Bro, you better come on here, be a guru, dog. Don't put yourself down.
But I am really good at what I do. You know, I make a lot of money. I mean, it's been a big blessing to me, this whole Airbnb and short-term rental thing. It's allowed me to travel all around the world, have a lot of freedom. I have over close to 500 students around the world, and I teach them exactly the exact same thing as far as what I do.
You know?
And the amazing thing when it comes to this whole Airbnb and short-term rental thing, you could do it without owning any property.
Wow.
Right? So it's like you got to think about it like this, right? So many people, they understand that, you know, real estate is one of the greatest opportunities in the world, right? It's an amazing way to create passive income and cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people, they feel as though that they can't effectively get into real estate because they may not necessarily have all this capital, or they don't feel like, well, I'm not a real estate expert. They just kind of feel like it's just like, it's hard.
Mm-hmm. Now, you finna come in here and tell us that we can do this with no money down.
Well, what I will tell you is there are creative ways to do it without having capital, right?
Okay.
I mean, whether you utilize, you know, personal credit or business credit, right? Okay. There's a big misconception that you have to have a lot of money to start a business. It's not true.
No, I don't agree that you have to have a lot of money, but you need to have some money now. Come on.
It's easier to have some money. But even if you don't have some money, you get creative, right?
Okay.
Like I learned, you know, I'm going to tell you this, right? I've been a full-time entrepreneur since 2013, right?
Mm-hmm. All
right. And I remember when I just got into the game of business, like I didn't know what business credit was.
Okay.
But I know nowadays.
Most black folks don't, to be honest with you.
Right. But nowadays, a lot of us, we're a lot more knowledgeable when it comes to business credit, right? And now you have so many experts and knowledgeable people in the field teaching people how to get business credit and business funding. But I remember when I became an entrepreneur, that wasn't even a thing. Right. Yeah. It was just like, well, if I didn't have the money, I had to hustle and figure out, you know.
That's how we came up, brother.
you know what I'm saying? So it's like there's always a way. Mm-hmm. And I'm always teaching people like, look, especially if you want to be an entrepreneur, if you want to create wealth and financial freedom. Like I know on social media, it looks sexy. You see people in nice cars, nice vacations, making all this money.
I see some of y'all standing by some nice cars. I don't know if y'all
Here we go.
That's a fact, too. But. It's a mindset thing. You got to cultivate the right mindset. You just have to. Even some of the things you were talking about, like, you know, you got to pick up the phone. You got to make those calls every single day. You got to be consistent. You got to be persistent. And it doesn't, you know, it's not any different even when it comes to this Airbnb and short-term rental thing, right? Because here's what I'll tell you. Boom, we could do this without owning a single piece of real estate. Well, how do we go about getting these properties? Well, instead of owning the properties, we can utilize this model called rental arbitrage.
Wow, okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's the ability of taking a property that's more so designed as a long-term rental. We rent the property out, we'll furnish it, make it look good, and then we will re-rent it on a platform like Airbnb and similar short-term rental platforms, and we'll charge more money. But the really important thing is getting consent and permission from the property owner or the property managers.
Okay.
Which a
now,
lot of
that,
people...
That was going to be my next question, and I ain't want to get confrontational with you, but... I was going to say, no, how does the actual landlords feel about this? Because, you know, and on one hand, I don't really care. My property rented for the next year, I don't really give a crap what y'all are doing.
Yeah.
But on the other hand is, hold on, bro. You're not going to be sitting here breaking up this property like this, having all these different folks come in here that I didn't lease this property to.
Yeah.
So what kind of agreement or what do you need to have in place with these landlords as you start, you know, Airbnb-ing out your own spot or your own rental property?
Yeah. So the most important thing is that these individuals, they have to understand the assignment. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, you want to be transparent in some sense so that way they understand that you're not going to be the one living in the property and you're going to be utilizing it for your business.
So be upfront with them.
Yes, be upfront with them. Tell the truth. If you want to have a long-term business.
Okay.
And I'm speaking as a person that I've done this business the wrong way and I've also done this business the right way. Like, when I first got started, I didn't get permission. I didn't get consent. Yeah. I was just leasing out properties.
Did you get evicted?
Absolutely. I did, right? But that's the thing about entrepreneurship. Learn from mistakes, right?
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important why I have a program and I have a course. So that way I teach people how to avoid the mistakes that I made.
Okay.
Right? But after a while of doing it the wrong way, making money while doing it the wrong way, but no longer wanting to get evicted, I said to myself, well, I want to continue to do this business, but I want to do it right, and I don't want to get evicted.
Okay.
So that's when I start cultivating, you know, the right verbiage, understanding how to come correct, and actually being transparent with landlords and property managers so they understand what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And because they understand what I'm doing, let's just say I reach out to a landlord that has an apartment building.
Mm-hmm.
I get one apartment or one unit inside that building. Boom, they understand what I do. They give me one unit. They see how well I do business. Well, guess what? Anytime there's a vacancy inside that building, guess who they're going to call? They're going to call me. So one can turn to two can turn to four can turn to eight can turn to the whole entire building. If you do this business the right way, you have integrity, of course, pay your rent on time, take care of the property. But if you just kind of keep building that relationship, the sky's
now,
the limit.
Now, as a landlord, why don't I just want to take this model and just do it myself?
You're reading my mind. I'm
thinking it's like, bro, I'm watching you sit up here make all this money off the apartment that you rent for me.
Yeah.
Then why don't I just go and do it myself?
So that's a very common question. I get that question a lot, right? Here's what you got to understand. A lot of landlords, right, they're already in real estate, right? They had to take the time to learn how to actually become a landlord, how to get, you know, a mortgage or financing. They had to learn how to, you know, run comps and how to find properties that are actually going to cash flow and make sense. They took time to learn that particular niche of real estate. And a lot of times, if you think about a landlord, they want to get into the game of real estate because they just want to buy a house, find a tenant, collect the rent, you know, check every single month, and it's like they don't want to do nothing else, right? So to a landlord, in their mind, they may just be good with doing that, right?
Okay.
They don't necessarily want to take the time to learn another niche, learn a different way of making money in real estate or just business in general. So surprisingly enough, a lot of landlords, they'll just be like, you know, as long as you pay the rent on time, take care of my property, you seem like upstanding, you know, gentleman or gentlewoman, like, I'll give you the opportunity. You know?
Okay. Wow. I thought they would be like, hey, I see this money coming over and I'm going to pull it out.
But now, some do.
Now we got a lot of folks that are definitely interested in this conversation today and definitely want to know more about these Airbnbs and all that. Now, tell us, you said you've done it the wrong way and you learned how to do it the right way.
Yeah.
Tell us a few wrong ways to do
it.
Let's get that out of the way first so people can understand.
Yeah, so for sure, doing this without getting consent and permission.
Okay.
That's number one. Like acting like that you're going to be the one to rent or lease the property out and acting like you're going to be the one to actually live there and then turn around and then put on Airbnb. That is absolutely the wrong way, right? And unfortunately, there are a lot of gurus out here that teach people how to do that, right? They're like, hey, don't even worry about, you know, telling them what you're going to do. Act like you're going to live there and just rent out and just hope you don't get caught.
Okay.
A lot of people teach that. Me personally, I don't, because I don't want to put people in a bad position. Even though that's how I started, but again, I got evicted. So why would I want to teach somebody that way so that they can get evicted?
And let me tell you another one. If you got a pool in your backyard that you install, don't Airbnb it out in my neighborhood, bro. I don't know who these folks coming in and out my neighborhood. But I got daughters, bro.
This ain't about
you. Some of the little young boys don't look right to me. I'm just saying.
Give tip them. Number two, ain't about him.
But nah, for real, do you see folks doing that Airbnb they pool?
Yeah, no.
They just rent out the pool, bro.
Yeah, there's actually another platform where you could just rent out pools. Like, that's they focus just on pools.
Wow.
For sure.
I'm going to have to change some covenants to my neighborhood.
Look, here we go. Here's Karen.
We actually got a question from our producer, Miles the Guru, because he's looking at doing this himself. So
yeah.
Definitely, I want to make sure he get this information that he need today. Go ahead, bro.
I think you just gave me the information I needed. So I rent a property in Dunwoody, and I have another place I'm renting with my child's mom, and my lease is almost up in Dunwoody, coming a couple months. And I'm not there as much. And I was telling her, I don't think I'm going to renew the lease.
Yeah.
She's telling me, maybe you should. You should renew the lease and let's just do Airbnb. It's an apartment.
Yeah.
But my thing is like, how am I going to change the locks after every guest? But you just said it. I don't own that property.
Yeah.
I'm renting it. Yeah. So that's not the way to go, is it?
Well, that's the thing. You could do it while renting.
Okay.
But what's important is you got to think about, do you want to do it legally or illegally is the question.
If right.
you want to do it legally, then before you would even consider utilizing it for Airbnb, you'd want to get permission from the actual property managers. It sounds like it's a complex of some sort. And
it's a complex, company. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd want to actually get consent from them.
Okay.
So that way, once you get consent, then you guys can actually come up with an agreement or a special lease that allows you to do so.
Okay.
That's the best way to do it.
Right.
You know, now if you just want to go about doing it and just kind of hope you don't get caught, that you got to understand the repercussions that can come with that.
Okay.
You know? You're going to get kicked out of the apartment.
But a lot of people don't mind, apparently, right? But I've been an entrepreneur for a really long time, and I just don't got the bandwidth to hide stuff like that. And I don't even feel like it's a real business at that point. Mm. Yeah. You know?
Appreciate it.
Now, let's really get to it. What's some of the pitfalls of this Airbnb? Because I got to be honest with you, I've had some negative experiences with it. Like, mm-hmm. for instance, my kids and I, we go to Disney World literally every year.
Yeah.
Every year. And we always rent a house, get a nice house, 4-5 bedrooms, you know, pool, all this type of stuff. So, you know, we can have stuff to do there. And the last time we went, literally 2 weeks before my trip, I paid the $1,700 to the lady and all this type of stuff. 2 weeks, she canceled. Mm. And we stuck 2 weeks out from our trip looking for somewhere to stay at Disney World. Come on, bro. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And it's prime time season. So, you know, that has been my experience more than once with Airbnbs. And that's what always kind of turned me off from it.
Yeah.
As a actual owner or actual a rentor, I guess you would say, you know, what are some of the pitfalls or what do people need to be looking into? Or how do we even deal with that, you know?
Yeah, so pretty much, so speaking from like a consumer standpoint, right? Mm-hmm. What I always tell you, and again, I book Airbnbs all the time. That's why I even got intrigued about even getting into the business side of it. What I'll tell you is, you know, definitely look at people's reviews.
Okay.
Right? Like, it's like almost like when you shop on like Amazon or something, right? If you're going to buy, there's so many different products, just like on Airbnb, there's so many different listings. How do you differentiate someone that's actually going to have integrity or actually going to do business and not cancel on you? Okay. Well, look at the reviews, right? See maybe if they're a super host, right? If you're a super host, that means you've been doing the business for some, you know, particular amount of time and you've gotten, you know, a good amount of ratings and good amount of reviews, and you have to have some type of like track record when it comes to your listings, right? Mm-hmm. But then also look at the reviews and look at the recent reviews, like look at the reviews this month, last month, over the past few months, and look for what people are consistently saying. Right. If they're saying, OK, this person has a great listing, you know, I was able to check in on time, you know, property was clean. Like if you see consistency in that, then it's like, OK, cool. Chances are if I book this place, I'm going to get good service as well.
Okay.
Now, if you're reading the reviews and you're seeing inconsistency with value being given or like, oh, I canceled, you know, I got canceled on. I've seen that a lot of times. So when I go to book an Airbnb, I've seen people leave reviews. Oh, this host canceled on me. I was like, oh, I'm not going to book that.
Give me 1 second for a parenting break. Shout out Jasmine Pride for joining the show. And Jasmine Pride better have her butt in class. as of right now, thank you so much, baby. I love you, Daddy. We'll see you soon.
There you go.
You got to get the parenting moments out there whenever you can.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I have a question as far as with Airbnbs, what type of things should you have in place, like insurances, maintenance, you know, things of that nature, getting started? You know, people think they just jump out there and just do it, but what type of housekeeping do you have to have in place?
For sure. So you definitely want to have insurance. And the cool thing is there's short-term rental insurance specifically for Airbnbs and short-term rentals.
Okay.
Right? A popular company is called Proper.
Okay.
Right? Also, what I always recommend is having a team, right? Again, I'm talking about passive income here, right? So, like, I don't clean properties. Mm-hmm. So I would recommend have a cleaning team.
Okay.
And there's actually, you can find cleaners. There's actually sites where you can find cleaners that specialize in cleaning Airbnbs and short-term rentals. So they understand the assignment, right? Also would recommend having a handyman. So that way, if things were to break, things of that nature. Look, I could be at this radio show right now. And if something were to break or fall apart one of my Airbnbs, I have somebody that can take care of it.
Let me have you hold that thought right there. We got to go to a break right now. Thank y'all so much. Checking in one time on Facebook, Miss Danny Parks. Checking in on YouTube, Miss Nancy Lemon, Stephen Pope, the Amazon guy himself.
My Amazon guy.
And Jasmine Pryor, thank y'all so much for joining. We'll be right back right here on the Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio. Checking in all over the world. We'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Williams with Align for Life Wellness. I want to invite you to our new office at 1800 Jonesboro Road in Atlanta. Come in for a consultation, examination, therapy, and x-ray, all for just $100.
What?
Yes, $100. This offer expires soon, so call us to schedule at 404-383-1110 or find us on the web at www.yourfinespine.com.
If you want to be fine, take care of your spine.
We're open late.
Attention, radio station listener. This might make you say, "Oh my God!" Get this station in 1,500 live stations, plus a custom station you can create all in one right now. Download the free app now at iHeartRadio.com.
Oh my God!
March is Women's History Month, and we'll be celebrating contributions to history, culture, and society all month long. Before Simone Biles changed the rules, before Gabby Douglas had her life story turned into a movie.
Now here is Dominique Dawes, the performance we've all been waiting for.
We had Dominique Dawes, one of the most decorated American gymnasts ever. Dawes has 15 national championship gold medals, 4 world championship medals, and 4 Olympic medals, including gold as part of the team all-around in 1996. She's the first African-American to win an Olympic gold medal in gymnastics. Stay tuned with Real 1100 as we continue to celebrate women throughout March.
It's a perfect performance. It's a 10 for Dominique Dawes.
This is Abdul Chestnut of AEMG TV and XOD Network. I'm here getting it in with my man Casey Pride, the host of the number one rated business show.
And we are back right here on the Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio, taking in all over the world. I am your host, KC Pride.
And Mr. Marketology.
And it is time.
And me.
It is time.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your seats. Go get you some popcorn. Everybody, make sure that y'all huddle around either the speakers or huddle around your computer. It is time for Real Issues with Ron Anthony.
Hey, this is Ron Anthony with some real issues. Now, let me give you some grease. Now, I say the grease because you know how some people say, let me tell you some stuff, let me tell you this. Okay, well, you got some dirty grease, you got some good grease, you got all kind of grease, you got some fish grease. Well, I'm going to give you the grease. Now, let me tell you this. I'm taking this from mindful.org. Let go of the story. Let go of the story. What story I'm talking about? For example, difficulties arises in a relationship. It may trigger a lot of things. I'm not good enough. I don't feel good. Why they don't like me? All this kind of stuff. Why worry about why somebody don't like you? Like yourself. Love yourself. Love who you are. Love who you love. You got to know yourself, and you got to let all this stuff go. Let it go. When it happened right then, let it go. And once you let it go, it's gone. You can't bring it back. Now, what you can do is recreate it. You don't want to recreate it. And you want to let go of all the stuff. What happened to you yesterday? What happened to you when your mama nim and all said this about you and did all of this kind of stuff? All that stuff is over with. But if you want to recreate it, you can. So what I would tell you to do is listen to yourself. Stop listening to all these people, because when you listen to all these other people, you're pulling some things up from them, not from you, because they're going on what they think about you. What do you think about you? Put it in the comments right now. What do you think about you? And when you put it in there, let it stay there. Remember that. All the good things, all the bad things, let it go. If you've been in a bad relationship and it's over with, it's gone. Don't take that into the new relationship, because you're going to recreate the same thing. Okay, this is Ron Anthony, the Grease. Real issues.
Bruh.
Let it go.
I feel like you're talking to me today, man.
Let it go.
I might need to let it go. My girlfriend, I broke over my phone.
Let it go.
I don't want to cry.
That's
man.
Over.
It's over.
It's done.
Oh!
Recreate what you want.
Oh, man. But no, that is so true. What somebody said about you don't have to become your reality. For
it's
real.
Over with.
No, that is so serious, man. Thank you all so much once again for Real Issues with Ron Anthony, the one and only. You can check him out every Tough Talk Tuesday right here on the number one rated business show, Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio, checking in all over the world.
And my music, RonAnthony.com, okay?
And go to RonAnthony.com. You keep telling me you can sing, bro.
I sang now.
Sang something. How they do it? Sang something.
Huh?
Give me four bars real quick.
Ooh, yeah. You gotta let it go. Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. All right. All right. Now back to your regular scheduled program. Still in studio with us, Mr. Kimoy Martin, the Airbnb guru himself. Yes, answering some questions. Today, we're talking about Airbnbs. For all y'all out there that are thinking about getting into the Airbnb game or thinking about, you know, getting into this rental property game and this type of stuff, this is the man to know in the space. He goes and he teaches people how to start their own Airbnb businesses, as well as he is showing folks how he is profiting right now. So getting back to it, you know, you was giving us a little information on, you know, what the real and the truth is about behind the Airbnbs, because you know, we all see what the good is. You know, I can rent out my house, or I can rent out my pool or whatever and make a little extra income. What's some of the negatives that people need to be aware of before they get into this business?
Yeah, for sure. So, like I was mentioning earlier, it'll really be just advantageous to build a team, so that way you can actually create a system that allows you to create the income to be passive. Right. Okay. Because if you want to become an entrepreneur, I don't think anybody says, hey, I want to start a business or I want to become an entrepreneur because I want to make a lot of money, but I want to be time broke.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, what makes entrepreneurship sexy is the fact that you can control your time, or at least having a lot more access to your time. Mm-hmm. Right. So what I always say is, hey, if you're going to actually build an Airbnb business, do it in a way where it's passive. Like, how do you do that? Well, create a team, build a team, create a system. Mm-hmm. Boom. Hire a cleaner, so that way you're not the one cleaning the properties. Right. Hire a handyman, so that way when things are going to happen. You're in the people business, right? So if something breaks, it could be the bed breaking, could be the couch breaking, could be the TV. It doesn't matter. Have somebody that can fix it or replace it before the next guest or while somebody's staying at your property, right? So for me, I no longer talk to guests. Why? Because I've literally created a virtual property management team where they talk to all guests for me 24/7, 365.
Okay.
So I don't have to worry about talking to guests. I don't have to worry about if I get an inquiry at 3 in the morning while I'm asleep. And I got to think about, man, am I going to miss that booking? Mm-hmm. No, I got someone that's talking to them. And what's really important is this, right? A big thing within the Airbnb realm is where people are worried about if they're going to have a party thrown at their place.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a lot of horror stories like that.
Oh, yeah.
And one thing that I've done to combat that was literally installing noise monitors.
Okay.
So whereas though, like, if the noise level goes beyond a certain point, certain threshold at my properties, automatically get notifications. I'm going to get notifications. My virtual property manager team, they're going to get notifications. My handyman, they're going to get notifications. So that way, if anything were to happen, they're going to get there, and it can also bring the police or security.
So this is a business, honestly, that you can pretty much just run on autopilot.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. Now, how much capital do you need to get a team like that? I mean,
yeah,
people don't work for free.
For sure. So the cool thing is this, right? With, say, cleaners, right? Mm-hmm. Every time you go book an Airbnb, typically you're going to see a cleaning fee. So what does that mean? You can have your guests pay your cleaners.
Okay.
Right? So me personally, I charge double for what I pay my cleaners to guests. So I actually make money off my cleaning fee. Plus my cleaners are paid for my guests. So boom, I don't need to have necessarily a reserve for my cleaners because guests are paying them.
Okay.
Right? What's another thing? Handyman. You can pay them based on the job. You don't necessarily have to have, like, a salary, right? Okay. You can pay, you know, based on if anything were to happen.
I find, honestly, salaried employees do a lot worse than folks that you pay per job.
Me too.
Like, that's you right. say, they get look, I'm paying for this specific result.
Yeah.
Not your hours of trying to get it, okay?
Yeah. For sure, for sure. So, you know, you could pay a handyman based on the job. And then a virtual property manager team. There are companies that do that. And but for me, I just get virtual assistants.
Okay.
And
okay.
You can get virtual assistants from, like, the Philippines or, like, other countries. And the cool
Everybody keeps talking about these virtual assistants from the Philippines. I have not had the same experience as y'all are having.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people, y'all talk about how great they are and this type of stuff. My experience has been a little bit different.
It's you, bro.
So
is it me?
It's you, bro.
Is it me? Is he a good manager? Is that what it is? Maybe.
No, but here's what I'll tell you. The thing is about virtual assistants, right? Because I've dealt with virtual assistants for years, even before Airbnb. They're going to be exactly how you teach them and mold them.
Okay.
Right? There's levels of virtual assistants. Like, there are companies that actually, like, they have virtual assistants. They coach them, they mentor them, they really teach them, they mold them.
Okay.
Or you can literally go out there and find some new ones that are just like just trying to get into this virtual assistants game.
Okay.
But then you're gonna have to be the one that molds them, teach them. You gotta be very specific with them.
Okay.
And you gotta understand it. They're
I
not
like
gonna.
That though. That's good advice. You gotta know exactly what you want from this person.
Yeah,
like,
you got to. And don't expect them to understand everything in the very beginning. It's gonna take some time for them to understand your systems, your processes, how to actually work well within your culture. Because at the end of the day, they're a different culture. They speak a different language.
Okay.
So they gotta adapt and understand the type of culture that you're in and the language. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, once we got all of this stuff rolling. We got us a team put together. I got my virtual assistants to be my property managers. I got, you know, my person I made this deal with. Look, when I need a handyman job, you're going to be my dude.
Yeah.
What else do I need on my team before I start to really think about this whole Airbnb setup?
So let me get this straight, right? You don't necessarily need those people before you start.
Okay.
Right? Like, that's if you want to come out the gate having passive income.
Okay.
For me, I didn't have those people. Like, I actually cleaned my own properties when I first got started. I regret that, but
I'm sure you was proud to do it though. It was your business making money and that type of stuff first.
I was being cheap.
No, I get it.
I was being cheap, and I didn't really
know
better.
And cheap costs you money, don't it?
You think you're saving money, but you're actually losing money on the back end.
Yeah.
Right. Time and money. So the thing is, like, you don't necessarily need that. And I always tell people, right, like, if you want to start a business, I'm pretty sure you guys preach this all the time. Like, just start. Mm-hmm. Like, don't overthink it.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
feel like you need just all these there. Different things. Just get out there and learn as you go, right?
Oh, yeah.
But if you want to make it passive, just have these different people and different components set up so that way you don't have to worry about it, right? Okay. I literally get all these Airbnb notifications all throughout the day. I don't even look.
Okay.
Right? Because I know it's taken care of. And I may check, like, you know, once a day to make sure everything's all good.
No, that's dope, brother. It's so wonderful when you cross that bridge from trying to figure it out, you know what I'm saying? And
Facts.
You finally get there, you're just kind of rolling on your feet. Now it's about scaling and make it bigger.
Facts.
Now, how do you scale an Airbnb business? Like, how do you start to, from where you are now, how many properties do you have?
Currently 14.
So now you have 14, and all these are cash flowing for you weekly, monthly, or?
Yep. I mean, daily, weekly, and monthly.
Now, is it a cyclic business like we see in a lot of them? Like, for us in marketing and branding, we find that it's a cycle to it. Do you see that same type of cycle with Airbnb, or is Atlanta just such a hot place that all the time you can keep these things booked?
Well, there are ways to always keeping booked. There is a way to make that happen, right? But, of course, depending on where your properties are, there are more hotter seasons than others, especially if you're on the East Coast. There's a lot more, I guess, foot traffic in terms of travel, you know, during spring and summer. But at the end of the day, case in point, right? Like, I work with a lot of travel nurses, right? At the end of the day, travel nurses, they work throughout every season.
Okay.
Right? Or there's, like, medical professionals or health professionals. So even if people aren't traveling for vacation, there's always going to be people traveling for business, work, and things of that nature. So you could position, even have, like, longer-term states. So, like, travel nurses, they'll take assignments in different cities and different states and even different countries 1 month at a time, 3 months at a time, 6 months at a time, and they're going to need housing because they're moving from a different city from where they live.
Okay.
Right? So, again, there's different type of clientele, different types of people, and just different ways to get your place booked up. You know?
So you really just studied this whole travel industry and all this type of stuff to really, really understand how people travel around this city and in and out.
I went through ups and I went through downs, so I had to learn. So, like, when the pandemic hit and, like, I lost bookings because people were staying at my place because of baseball games and convention centers, I had to think, like, man, okay, what can I do? How can I pivot? And that's when I really tapped in to say travel nurses.
Okay.
Right? Because even though there's a pandemic going on inside and there's no conventions or games, well, guess what? Travel nurses, they need housing.
Wow.
Because they need to, go to work at that local hospital.
Now, how do you reach these people? Because I think that gets into our marketing minute for today.
Yeah.
You know, how were you able to connect with travel nurses and get this advertisement directly in front of them?
For sure. So there's Facebook groups. Mm-hmm. There's also a company called Furnish Finder, right, where they actually specialize in connecting people with housing to nurses.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's different ways.
Now, what kind of income can people expect to make? You know, I got my first property, and I'm keeping the book probably a couple weeks out of the month.
Yeah.
What type of income can folks realistically expect to make?
Yeah, so it depends on the type of property. It depends if it's like a whole house or if it's like just an apartment.
Let's just do the common thing that we see most of the time, because most people got like condos downtown.
Yeah.
And that's what I see a lot of those on Airbnb and that type of stuff. So for a property or something like that, what can I expect to kind of cash flow with that?
I would say that you can at least make about $1,500 a month in profit.
Wow.
On a one bedroom apartment.
Wow.
Or, like at least. Now, are there ways to make more? Absolutely, right? You can kind of make it, you can turn it into a theme property, or you can add extra bells and whistles. So you can create like a social media room. You can make it so attractive to the point where people will be willing to pay a premium and pay more money, add value to the property.
Now, that's creative. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But at the end of the day, like I would say, being conservative all across the board, even if you don't go like super all out, you can make, $1,500 a month in profit.
Wow. Now, is it certain locations around the Atlanta area that we need to look at when we start talking about this Airbnb opportunity, or is it it's just anywhere in this, metro area you can make that type of money?
So I always tell people, you want to research the market, right? There's there's a saying that I live by, success leaves clues.
Mm-hmm.
So
nobody wants to outbank it.
Because my thing is, if I'm gonna get a property in a city that I've never gotten a property in, what I'm gonna do is search for properties already there.
Okay.
And I'm gonna see how booked up they are. I'm gonna look at their calendar. I'm gonna look at their reviews. I'm gonna look at all these different things, so that way I understand if I get a property in this same neighborhood, zip code, or whatever, it's gonna kind of mimic what's already going on in that particular market, right? Okay. And if you kind of want to put yourself in a good advantage as well, is getting a property near hotels, right? Because if you understand hotels, they spend a lot of money researching neighborhoods and people traveling. They that's literally what they do.
Okay.
They research hotels say, if I get a property here, how much traffic is going to go down? How many people are traveling for business and work and events and things of that nature? They spend a lot of money researching that.
Mm-hmm.
So for that simple fact, if you get a property near a hotel, then you'll kind of understand, okay, it'll probably do well, because hotels already did the heavy lifting on researching why they put their building in that particular place.
Now, wouldn't that be almost like coming up right up against one of your direct competitors? Or is it either you a home type person, you like that feeling of home?
Yeah.
Or, because me personally, I like my king suites. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Top flow, big as I can get it.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, is it a certain person that you're marketing to around these Airbnbs?
Yeah.
Or is it you just trying to catch that overflow from the hotels?
All of it. All of it. What I'll tell you is, because again, I'm a big traveler. I've been over 47 countries.
Okay.
So I stay at a lot of hotels. I stay at a lot of Airbnbs. And me personally, I like both.
Okay.
There are some people that they're more pro hotel, and there are some people where they're just more pro Airbnb, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're just, think about it. When it comes to Airbnbs, you just get a lot more space than you would say hotel. You get a kitchen, you get a big living room, and there's just more. A lot of times it comes with parking. You get more when it comes to Airbnb. Sometimes people are traveling with a family or a group, so it's just more advantageous for them to go with an Airbnb, right? So everybody's my potential clientele it's not like I'm just focused on one particular type of person. And again, as long as I'm positioned well in an area where there's a lot of traffic, or there's a reason for people to travel to, then it's like I have no choice but to do well.
Wow.
Now, we touched on this earlier, and when you said that you don't have to actually have a lot of capital yourself, but you said you can leverage business credit and so forth. Unpack that a little bit.
Yep.
How do you leverage other people's money or leverage your credit and things of that nature to get into the game?
Yeah. Well, for one, right, and here's what I'll tell you. Like, I'm not like a business credit, like a business funding like guru or anything like that. But like, there's ways to like liquidate credit cards, right? Okay. To pull capital off credit cards. Even when it comes to furnishing a property, right? Like, I've literally furnished properties with just a credit card.
Wow.
Right. And the cool thing is, again, I like to travel, right? So like, if I'm getting a brand new unit, I need to furnish it. I'm going to get one of my credit cards that's going to literally be a credit card that racks up points really well. So like my American Express Platinum cards or Gold, like these cards, they rack up travel points for me. Mm-hmm. So I'll literally furnish a whole entire unit with my credit card, right? Rack up all these points. And then as I'm getting these bookings, I'm going to pay off the card. So that way I'm not even getting charged any interest.
Wow.
Okay.
You know? But yeah, there's so many different ways. So many different ways.
Now, tell me this. What's one of your favorite books? What you read?
One of my favorite books is, it's called The Dream Giver.
Okay.
Yeah, The Dream Giver. But I like Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Think You're Rich, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. But I say The Dream Giver.
I did like that book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. That's
a good one. Book is fire. But The Dream Giver is probably my favorite book of all time.
No, man, you just have such a great mentality for this stuff, and just the way that you look at the whole opportunity. Now, one question I tell you that we're getting all over the place, is Airbnb something that's going to last, or is it's one of those type things that's going to fall off eventually?
Yeah, that's a good question. So what I'll tell you is I don't necessarily put all my chips and all my money on Airbnb. I put all my chips on this short-term rental industry.
Okay.
Right? There's always, at the end of the day, when it comes to short-term rentals, there's always going to be a need forever. Airbnb just so happens to be one of the most popular platforms that support short-term rentals.
Okay.
Right? So even if there's no Airbnb, there's other sites, right?
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, there's always going to be a need. So I know for sure it's a great industry.
That's interesting you say that, because they branded themselves in a way that you look at Airbnb as short-term rentals.
Yeah.
And they're just one of the companies.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and that's the key to branding.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you want to take ownership of whatever that industry is.
Yeah.
What are three tips that you can give folks right now that want to get started in the Airbnb business, that want to look at starting to rent out some properties and things like that?
Three tips. Number one, I would say find the right information, right? Like, whether you come to me to be a part of my program or you get a course, like, find someone or find information that's going to put you on the right path, because with all there being the right information out there, you want to avoid making mistakes like I made, right? Doing it the wrong way, not getting consent, not getting permission. So educate yourself. That's the first thing. Oh, educate yourself, right? The second thing I'll tell you is, if you're going to do this business, create passive income, like, build a team. And I know when maybe you're a new entrepreneur, new business owner, and maybe you've never built a team or you've never hired people before. I know sometimes the thought of that can sound grandioso. Trust me, I get it. I know that. That's how I felt. That's why I was doing things on my own. Mm-hmm. But what I'll tell you is, it's a lot easier than you think. And there's so many people out there that are be more than willing to help you out when it comes to your business. I'm pretty sure you guys can agree, right? Oh, yeah. There's so many people out there. There's so many cleaners out there that would love to work with you. Oh, right. Yeah. And it would make a difference in their life if you just hire them. Right. And it doesn't even have to be a burden on your pocket. So I'd say build a team, build a system so that way it can actually be passive. And the third thing I would say, which is really important, treat this business like a business. But then also, whether you choose to build this business or just any business, make sure that you're working on your mindset.
Wow.
Right. Because I think where a lot of people get caught up, like I said earlier, this whole entrepreneurship thing, it's sexy, right? You see people in the nice cars, vacations, making all this money, or at least they're perceived to be, right? Which is great. And guess what? You can have all those things too if you work hard enough. But you want to get your mind right, because there's people that make a lot of money 1 year, but then they fall off the next year, or they make money for a couple years and they fall off, you know,
or make money and get comfortable.
Right. Or get comfortable. So
and think it's just going to keep coming.
Yeah, for sure. So it's like, you want to get your mind right. And I was on a coaching call with some of my students yesterday, and we were talking about keeping your tank full. And what I mean by that, I was like, look, I've been a full-time entrepreneur since 2013, and I've seen a lot of people come and go. Because what happens is, people get so excited about something, and then like 1 week, 1 month later, it's like they fall off. for whatever reason, maybe they don't see the instant gratification, right? Maybe it didn't happen in the way that they thought it would happen. Maybe they thought success was going to happen faster. So what happens is they tend to say, oh, I'm going to do this, and then get fired up and then fall off like weeks or months later, or even maybe like a year later. Feed your mindset. Read the books, listen to the audios, listen to the podcasts, go to seminars, go to conferences, go to masterminds, tap in with a radio show like this. You guys are like live every day?
Every day.
Every day. And what's going to happen is you're going to cultivate your mindset in such the right way that you can't give up, right? And hang around the right people. That's extremely important. You got to hang around the right people because if you want to create 6 and 7 figures, you want to have 6 and 7 figure conversations every single day. You become who you surround yourself with. You become what you think about. So if this is true, what are you doing to feed your mindset? What is your personal development regimen? What are you doing every single day to get mentally better? So that way, no matter what you put your hands on, whether it's Airbnb or any opportunity, you're going to sustain and you're going to constantly grow. And that's the key.
No, that's great advice. And let me give you the reverse advice on that, too. Don't isolate yourself from everybody either.
Facts.
Don't be one of them people that put your head down, I can do it all alone and all this type of stuff, and then everything is just based around your own thoughts, your own opinions, your own fears, and all this other type of stuff. You wall yourself into that prison, I promise you, you ain't going to come out.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has been another installment of the number one rated business show right here on the Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio, checking in all over the world. One more time for my man, Kim Moore, Martin.
Yeah, and let everyone know how they can contact you and how they can be a part of your community.
Yep.
Yeah, so they can learn how to do Airbnbs more effectively.
For sure. Well, everybody, they can follow me at on Instagram.
Okay.
Kemoy, K-E-M-O-Y _ Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. That's like one of the best places to find me.
Okay.
This Sunday, I'm doing a free Airbnb masterclass.
All right.
Okay. Or, so if you ever want to learn how to create a 6-figure plus Airbnb business without owning any property, come to the masterclass. It's free. Wow. And I'm going to go through a whole entire process how you can get into this business.
Okay. Wow. Great. Wow.
Man. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, it has been the number one rated business show right here on Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio, checking in all over the world. Coming up March 17th, we have the Georgia Minority Business Awards. It is almost here. It will be happening from 6 p.m. to 11. It's located at the GICC. That's 2000 Convention Center Concourse, Atlanta, Georgia. And that's 30337. Come out and celebrate some of these beautiful award recipients with us. We got Loretta Clowers for CFO of the Year. We got Raymond Chen for Business Person of the Year. And just in case y'all don't know, he the person that owned all them juicy crabs everybody lined up at all the time. We also have the Honorable Vivian Thomas. We will be honoring her as Commissioner of the Year, as well as Reverend Ed Johnson for Mayor of the Year, and Christopher Beck for the Healthcare Industry Award representing St. Jude Hospital. So please join me and all of my friends over at the Atlanta Business Journal for the Georgia Minority Business Awards. Once again, that's March 17th. At 6 p.m. right there at the Convention Center. You can go to Georgia, G-A, MinorityBusinessAwards.com. Again, that's G-A, MinorityBusinessAwards.com. You can get tickets. There's still a few available. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a great night. If you're in business, if you ready to do some power networking, it's going to be the place to be.
Yep.
Whoa, I thought you had some more right then, Jeff, because I was out of breath for a second. I was trying to take a breath.
But you just kept on running. I just figured you drinking, you know, all that power drink, and I figured you had it, man.
I'm on my G-Zero this morning, so, you know, I'm trying to stay with you. But for all y'all out there, once again, thank y'all so much for joining us once again. Shout out Miss Danny Parks. Shout out Stephen Pope, Jasmine Pride, and the one and only Christopher Pike. He will be in studio with us tomorrow. Talking about economy and everything else for the Wealth Wednesday workout.
Yep. I'm trying to get the workout. I'm trying to get the wealth.
You can follow us on, you can follow me at IMKCPride on all channels. And you can follow Mr. Marketology at
Mr. Marketology on all channels. Instagram is Mr. Dot. It's MR Dot Marketology. We're working some things out. Man, they won't respond. They won't return my calls, bro.
That's because we keep trashing them on every day. But once again, it has been another installment of Tough Talk Tuesday. Thank you so much for Ron Anthony for giving us that great advice today, breaking my heart. But that's all right.
The grease.
Y'all got some things to work on. We will see y'all tomorrow at 11. I mean, at 10 a.m., bro.
What's going on with you, bro?
We'll see y'all tomorrow at 10 for the Wealth Wednesday workout right here on the Real 1100 iHeart Radio. We are out.
That's right, man. You got them coming in at 11. We're going to be home at 11 now.